5, not quite the top, a little bit further down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Bar Padoya Omar. Bar Padoya said, I'm Ivriya. I'm Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant. Yotis Misa Rabba, she exits slavery when her master dies. My time, what's the reason for this? Rafla Moschel Tasakain, it says, just like you do to your Evid Ivri. Now, this is your Evid Ivri, not the six-year term guy, but the guy who's working till Yoiv already had the ear pierced, right, which we're going to learn more about today. So he works until his master dies, as we will learn later on what the reason for that is. So, and it says by him, it says by the Evid Ivri, you do the Amo Ivriya. If that's the case, well, actually, it says it here as well. It says by Evid Ivri, we'll learn in greater detail later on, but it's Evid Olam means as long as your world exists. And he wants the master dies, that's it. That's the end of his world. That's the end of the Avdus for his slaves. And then it's so Hikish Amo Ivriya the Nirta. There's a parallel between Amo Ivriya and an individual who received a pierced ear. My Nirta Yeritza Mises Rabo, just like the Nirta goes out, the pierced ear guy goes out when his master dies. Af Amo Ivriya, so to the Amo Ivriya, Yeritza Mises Rabo goes out when her master dies. Vasi the Bar Padoya, now this in fact is a little bit of a machlokas. Vasi the Bar Padoya called in Tanoyo. Bar Padoya goes like the following Tana in a little bit of a machlokas. The Tani will learn, Evid Ivri Ovidas Abein Veino Ovidas Abbas. And Evid Ivri serves the son of his previous master. It is only the Evid Ivri of 6 years, right? The Evid Ivri of who has his ear pierced, who works till Yoivo, if his master dies, it goes free. But the Evid Ivri of 6 year term, he serves the son if the father dies. Veino Ovidas Abbas, but not a daughter. Only a son, not a daughter. Amo Ivriya, now here the Korban Eidos throws the word Eina. She does not serve Ovedes es Abbas, Veino es Aben. She serves neither the son nor the daughter, nor of her master. Istani Tani. There's another Bryce which argues with this, which says, Ben Ivriya, Ben Ivri, also the 6 year Evid Ivri, Eina Ovdi Loas Aben, Loas Abbas, they do not serve neither the son nor the daughter. Ma Mekaye Modein Tanoi, well, if that's the case, so why do we need the Gzer Shavatin, the Hekesh, the parallel to Nirza, to Evid Ivri who had his ear pierced, that we know that no slave serves beyond, according to this price, no slave serves beyond the death of their master. So what's the saying, Apla Moschel Tasakein? Why are we learning a parallel to the Evid Ivri who goes out after Yoivel, who goes out after his ear was pierced in Yoivel? What is that parallel teaching us? It seems to be superfluous at this point. So says the Gemara, Pasar Lo, he learns that it has to do with Henek. Henek is a severance pay, which goes to the Evid Ivri that he's supposed to get because he worked loyally all the years that he was with the company, right, with the firm. So therefore, since that's the case, the Tani learned, Elu Shamaniki learned, these are the people who get this Noka, this severance. Hayoitze Bishonim Uvi Yoivel, a person who goes out after 6 years, and a person who goes out after Yoivel. Vama Ivriya, Shikonatsva Bitsimonim, and Ama Ivriya, who acquires herself via the Simonim because of adulthood. However, Avayetze Bemir Giron Kesef, if the Evid Ivri purchases freedom by deducting from his purchase price and eventually purchasing his freedom. Uva Misa saw a don, and if he goes out by the death of his master, Ein Manikim Lem, they do not get the severance pay. They asked me that it went through the normal procedure, not a buyout. Okay? Says the one exceed. It says, Vigi Shoa Adonov Elokim, his master should take him to the door. Right? To the judges. Vigi Shoa Adonov takes him to the door. So, Haketzad, what is this talking about? This is a fellow who was sold by the courts. That's the one of, I punctuated poorly. It should be Haketzad, the one Elohim, it's actually judges, not God. right? So we say Elohim, not Elohim. So Zeshu Nikar, basically, one is sold by the judges. On him it says you bring him to the judges. Zeshu Mochat, so the one who sold himself into slavery, that you show El Adeles, that's referred to by bringing him to the door. So regardless, when they decide after their term is up to remain slaves, then you bring them to have their ear pierced. Okay? Rabbi Ami asked the following. Shita Zeshunin Kabre Basin. Understand an individual who sold by Basin. Basin Kaisin Shar, Basin writes a document saying we Basin are selling so and so to slavery. Zeshu Mechrasat, an individual who sells himself. Me Kosei Bishtoro, who writes his document? Does he write his own document? Or is it like Kiddushin in that the master writes the document? It's a good question. Umar doesn't answer, it goes on to something else. Says Mark Siv, it says, Lo yikshebe nechacha, it shall be difficult in your eyes, b'shalechacha, also, chavshi meimach, when you send your evidence free from yourself. Ki mishnes char sochir, because the double wages of a worker he served, avat chashay shonim, he served you for the 6 years. Sochir, employee, oive b'yoim, works in the day, v'en oive l'ayla, not at night. Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, Oyve Ben Bayomu Ben Balila, works both day and night. So says, well, how could this be? Ksiv Loya Denab Perakhle Necho, it says, you're not allowed to overwork your Eved Ivri. But you say that Eved Ivri works at night and day? It's not fair. So Gemara gives the famous drasha of the Bavli, also brings it. Rabbi Yamashem Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbo Messio Isha Knanis, His master gives him a Canaanite mistress. Well, it's actually a woman, a wife, because we mentioned earlier in Masechta, it's a concept of quasi-wifery, quasi-issues between an Eved Ivri and a Shivka Canaanis. V'nimtza Eved Bebiyo Bemelayla. So he's working both day and night. In the day he's working with the fields, and at night he's working with the wife. He's being fruitful in all places. So therefore, he's constantly working. Rabbi Bob Armemo, Bokun Rabbi Ami. Right, Bob Armemo asked a fascinating question for Rabbi Ami. Now, I didn't look this up in the Bavli, but I have a feeling this is not in the Bavli because I don't recall it. Rabbi Bob Armemo, Bokun Rabbi Ami. Hagatz b'choshi o'koin a'koin. What if the Eved Ivri is a Kohen? Can you give him a Shivcha Kananis or not? Okay, Kohen is more restricted in who he can marry and who he can have relations with. So can the Eved who's a Kohen also be compelled to live with a Shivcha Kananis? Okay? So that's his question. So Amar Leisa, he said, I understand what your question is. V'Yisrael lo utar miklal etzer? And Yisrael also, when he was free, he was not allowed to live with the Shivcha Kananis. Now that he was made Eved Ivri, so he's granted permission by the Torah. So now Kohen is no worse. When he was free, was not permitted. Now that he's the Eved Ivri, he's required to live with the Shivcha Kananis. No. Special dispensation. Yeah, she is converted, but only quasi-converted. She's not a full Jewish woman, right? Her therefore, the children are slaves. That's the whole point. No, the Avayim Kananim. They follow the mother. Okay? So, Kachamun Rabbi Bob Amemel Khan, when Rabbi Bob Amemel heard what we just said, Chazar Bay, he reneged on his original suffix and he agreed, you're right, a Kohen must be able to marry a Shivcha Kananis as well. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Bun Darshant. Hamilas hazenirza. When you pierce the ear of the Eved Ivri, you pierce the lobe. Why is that? Shelo yeh kohen v'yipasel. In order that if he's a kohen, he shouldn't become posel avoda. Because I guess a hole in the lobe is not a psul for the avoda. Rameh says, Minas Chusein, so you get pierced in the cartilage up here. And this again, I don't remember this in the Bavli at all, but you get pierced in the cartilage up here. Okay, the cartilage of the ear. Up here. So, what? More painful. Mikanei Remeir Omer, it says that David Remeir said, and a koi nirtza. The koi doesn't get nirtza. Shemi yaseh ba'amum, because he might become ba'amum as a result. V'yibasul min avoida. So says more, wait a minute. V'yiratza aschus, let's pierce the cartilage. Pachos min akarshina. Karshina is some bean size, I'm not sure exactly how much, but if you make a small hole than that, it's not a problem. So it says more, nevertheless, Shema Yavli De Karshina. You might come to the size of Karshina. So it says the Gemara, so what? Yavli De Karshina, so let's take a risk, big deal. If it comes to De Karshina, Nishkeferlach. There's more, no. Atayra Malatara says at the end of your Knat, you have Avdus, the Shavlach Uzoso. You go back to your portion. Be'eno means you have to go back the way you came in. So therefore, we don't want to take any chances of making puzzle, so we don't even pierce it a little bit, lest we pierce it too much. There's an amazing Amudei Yerushalayim here at the bottom. So he brings, actually not, he's not amazing, Shuri Carbon he brings down is amazing. Shuri Carbon asks, that how can there be a havamina that you can make a movement of kohen? It's matil mum bekotchim. You know, to be matil, put a movement to carbonos. So kohen is like a carbon. It's an amazing concept, because if you were according to the carbonate, actually a kohen would never be able to undergo mutilating procedures, right? Because a matil mum bekotchim. But I'm really trying to dismiss that. He says it's obviously only a din in carbon, not a din in individual kohanim. But the shorei carbon is an amazing havamina, right? I guess there is a logic to it. You know, the movement of kohanim are similar to the movement of carbonos, so one could construe it that way. The what?
A mor.
Yeah. Right. Where do you see one that's going to disappear? Oh, is that the pshat that the lobe closes up? Oh, yeah?
I think the cartilage also closes, but the cartilage is much more permanent. The lobe is only skin. So the skin won't.
I mean, if women stop wearing earrings, it closes up, though?
Yeah, that's right.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I don't know that. I thought it's only like a short amount of time. All right. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Yeah, temporary movement is definitely not a movement. That's obviously true. So I didn't understand why I thought lobe is not. So it's, I didn't know why lobe was not a movement. I just figured, you know, there's a cost of it. It has to be in cartilage. But what you can say, it's butchered. Since the lobe will heal, that's why it's not a move. It's like a broken leg. Once the leg heals, it's not a move anymore. Okay. So says the Gemara. Now this is getting back to our Kohen case. The Gemara goes back momentarily. Says Gemara, Klumei Nirtza Kana Yulo Isha Bebonim. A Kohen is not Nirtza on Kohen is not Nirtza unless he had a wife and kids via Shifcha Knanis. So the whole discussion, you just had a whole question of whether Kohen is Nirtza or not, right? But the basis for such a discussion must be that he's got a Shifcha Knanis wife and kids, because it says, Im Yomar Yomar Omor Yomar Eve, or Hafti Yasishti, Vesiyullah Dai. So therefore, he must have a Shifcha Knanis wife and kids. So obviously a Kohen has to be able to marry Shifcha Knanis and have kids. Otherwise you can't even have the discussion of where we pierce his ear, do we pierce his ear. Obviously we see from here that the assumption that Tanoi was that he does get a Shifcha Knanis. Okay, what's on the topic of piercing ears? It says with a Marzea, what that is exactly we'll see in a few moments. Any other Marzea, you know, use a Marzea. How do I know that even with some sharp, pointy stick, even a thorn, even with glass, the verb indicates that the verb indicates that no matter how you can do it, because of the extra vav, says virotza. Ad kedum krabi kibu, that's what makes sense of krabi kibu, dashes extra vavis. Which the Kragulian Ephraim means that whole bunch of places where Rabbi Akiva dashes extra vavs. So that's Rabbi Akiva's thing. But Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel who says that doesn't hold we dashing extra vavs? Right? So it's similar to Rabbi Shmuel's sheet, or Akiva Rabbi Shmuel's sheet with machlokas all over Yerushalmi, Dibratar Kulash Bnei Adam, or not. I think Rabbi Akiva's the one who holds that Lo Dibratar Kulash Bnei Adam, Rabbi Shmuel holds Dibratar Kulash Bnei Adam. So Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dashen vavs. I think that's that's correct. So therefore, just like Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dashen, dashen the shrines kufulim, double languages, because he says dibratar lush beyond, he doesn't dashen vavs. So he says a very interesting thing, which is in the Bavli as well. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said b'shlosha mekaymos three places halacha okevet samikra halacha mishmisinai. Circumvents the pasuk, contradicts and circumvents it. Moko Becha in one place, the halacha which we see now circumvents the medrash. Medrash means one of the yugimo mido shatur nidreshes plan, one of the Shmuel's 13 principles. And now we're going to describe them. For one of them is, I tell you, Amar of a servant Torah says that a get must be written in a book, means parchment, ink and quill. By halacha Amar, the halacha which we see says, b'chol davar shu b'tolush. Anything severed from the ground does have to be on parchment. HaTorah, the Torah says, when you cover the blood of a fowl or a deer which you slaughter, you have to do with dirt. It says, anything which can cause things to grow. HaTorah, the Torah says, with a Marzeah, and Aloha says, Afilu b'sol, even a pointed stick, afilu b'kotz, even with a torn, afilu b'schuz, even with glass. That's the three halachas which undermine psukim. V'moka mechel medrash. In one place, halacha undermines the medrash. What's the case? Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel taught us. V'ya b'yom ha'shvi, it'll come to pass on the seventh day. By the way, it's interesting, I never realized before. Rabbi Shmuel is the author of the Yugimo Midos, right? Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So according to Rabbi Kiva, at least, there's a 14th Midah, which is Mishonis Kfulin, right? Where you have the Roshi Drosh, most you must, things like that. So Rabbi Kiva darshan them, right? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't. So that was cut out of Rabbi Shmuel's Brisa, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not a valid Drosha. The same thing with the extra Vav over here. According to Rabbi Kiva, that would be a 15th Midah Drosh. But Rabbi Shmuel wrote the Brisa, not Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva's Midos did not get any billing on those. Okay? So in any event, so here Rabbi Shmuel, one of Rabbi Shmuel's Midos is cloud, prat to cloud, that he does hold. Another thing, of course, Rabbi Akiva holds, ribui umiut, as opposed to cloud with prat. Rabbi Shmuel dodges everything cloud with prat, generalization specification, Akiva dodges ribui umiut, inclusion and exclusion. Anyway. It says the Rabbi Shmuel, it says by a person who has leprosy, a mitzvah. On the seventh day, galachas kol saro, he should shave off all his hair. Cloud, that's a generalization. Esther shoves konoves kabosinov, his head, his beard, and his eyelashes, eyebrows, prat, specification. Shumer v'es kol saro galach, that it says all his hair he should shave. Cause of a kilo, it's another generalization. Cloud with prat with cloud. Generalization, specification, generalization. And to don elkena prat. You can only judge this in things which are similar to the specification. In order to indicate to you, my prat before it's just like the prat, the specification is explicit. Shumakum kinu seyar. It's a place where hair is collected. Uvenire, which is seen. In other words, you can see the hair of the head, you can see the beard, you can see the eyebrows. So I would say af ainli elam mokum kinu seyar venira. And the hair which has to be done is the hair which is bunched and is apparent. So it would mean you wouldn't have to do hair under your armpits because it's not apparent, right? Because you keep your arms down, and you wouldn't have to do like hair on your arms or on your legs. Because that's not kinu seyar, it's not a bunch, clump of hair, right? So you wouldn't have to do any of that. So that would be the klal pratu klal, right? V'alacha amra, V'alacha says, Yigalchenu kidlas, when we shave you, we have to shave you like a pumpkin, meaning that you have to be bald all over. So that's halacha coming and uprooting the klal pratu klal, which we could have otherwise darshan. Okay? Says the Gemara, B'marzeh b'marzeh. Use b'marzeh. Ma marzeh shemate teches, just like a marzeh is made out of metal. I've called her shushmateches. Here it says everything in metal. Of course, as far as we said before, that even a thorn. Rabbi Omer is a magdech. Rabbi says, what's a marzeh? It's a large drill. Rabbi Omer is a psilo. It's a plane. Everybody know what a plane is? Who's that wood? Not sure if Pearson here with it, but. Bigisho Adelis, you put it into the door. Yachavim would talk, could be talking about even a door which is prone. Tamalomar Ela Mezuzah, being into the Mezuzah, the door post. My Mezuzah Minish, just like the Mezuzah standing up. Avadelis Yero made so to the door has to be standing up. Gnailo, why do we bring it to the door? Gnailo, to make him to publicize. We do it in like in public, you know, by the door of the court, to make embarrassment to him. Gnail Mishpach, embarrassment for his family, right? As we'll see why in a moment. Tanya Adelis Benagomer, the Loma Adelis, why to the door? Shayyidei Adelis, because by the door, by putting blood on the doors in Mitzrayim, Yotzim out the slaves. He went out from slavery to freedom. And this guy's going back into slavery, right? Shalotam, that's the Gnai, that's the public shame. Shalotam is Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. The students ask Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, Ma ra'oha Eved Azeli Rotsa, what did this Eved see, not literally, not of course the Eved himself, but what did the Torah see to impose upon the slave? The Rotsa, but was known that he should be pierced in his ear, Yoysi Mikolevor, more than any other limb. Armelan, to respond to them, Ozen Shoshomim me Arsinai, the ear which heard in Arsinai, Lo Yel Cholohim Achirim Aponai, you should not have any other gods upon before me, Upirka Me'ele Omar Hushamayim, and remove from upon itself the yoke of the kingship of heaven, the Kibla had accepted upon himself all Basar V'dam, the yoke of human servitude, that ear should be pierced. Okay? Similarly, Ozer Shishama Alivne Arsinai, the ear which heard in Arsinai, Ki Libne Sabarim, that I'm so my slaves. This guy went and acquired a master for himself. Let the ear come and be pierced. Kishalo Shamar, Mashashama Ozno, because he didn't maintain that which his ear heard. Ozno. It says ear, here. And it says Ozno also by Mitzora. My Ozer Shnemer Alan, just like the ear mentioned by Mitzora, where he has blood applied to his ear and oil applied to his ear. It says there the right one explicitly. I've got your money, so too you pierce the right ear of the Eved. If the slave says that he doesn't want to go free, Shtei Amiros, he has to say it twice. Achas b'sof sheish, one at the end of 6 year while he's still a slave. Vaz mitzchila shavim, one at the beginning of the seventh year as he would theoretically go free. And the Gemara says, Achas b'sof sheish, achu b'abdusa while he's still a slave. Vaz mitzchila shavim, one at the beginning of the seventh year, he has to say, lo etzei chofshi, I'm not going to go out free. And what else does he have to say? Atis adoni, I love my master, es ishti, my wife, es banai, and my children. Mulamin, it says there, actually, although the Gemara doesn't bring it down, Vayevchov es beisecho, he loves you and your household. Mulamin she'en or nirza, a person cannot be pierced in the ear and become an eved till yoivel, ad she'elo isha ubonim, unless he has a wife and kids, from Shiva Kanani's wife and kids, ulurabo isha ubonim, and his master also has to have a wife and kids, because he has to say, ahatius es he loves you and he loves your house. So not that he has to love your wife in the literal sense, but in the figurative sense, he has to be happy when you are family. So there's no family, there's no concept of Ritzia. Okay? Besides that, actually, this rabbi has to love his master, the rabbi level, and his master has to love him. Also has Biachi's Baruch and the Chosim Eloh, that he's bringing bounty to the property. Shema says, Ki Tov Lo Imach, it's good for him with you, so it must be going good. Bekonis Atzon, this Avi requires himself, every Avi requires himself by Yovel. The Sivet says, Yotzob Yovel, he goes on Yovel. Hu Bon Avi Mo, he and his children, not his children by Shimcha Knanis, however, his children by, his regular children, go out during Yovel. Lisa Sodom, and also, when the master dies, the Sivet says, Vayolcha Eved Olam, he will be a slave forever, Koyim Eolom Shodom, as long as the master is alive, he's a slave. The moment the master dies, he's no longer a slave anymore. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Eved Kenani Nikne B'Kesef. Eved Kenani is acquired via money, mishtar, documents, chazaka, and seizure. The Kohen Etz Atzmo, and he acquires himself B'Kesef, by money, Aydechir, by other people paying money for him. Mishtar de Atzmo, and by a document, even receiving the document, the bill release himself. Somehow he secures funds which are not his master's funds. So then he can also redeem himself with his own funds. And by the document he can redeem himself through other people. However, this funds which he's using to release himself, it's got to be funds which came from other people. Because if he haven't made the funds on his own, by going out and working at something like that, so his funds all belong to his master. So that's the funds which he received from somebody else with the intent that his master should have no jurisdiction over them. Okay? See if it says. It says more. You should bequeath them to your sons after you to inherit as an apportion. There's a parallel joining between avodim, between slaves, and a portion in the land. So we say, ma'achuzo nikneis b'kesef mishtar, just like a portion of land is acquired via money and documents of chazaka and taking hold of evi kanani, so to a non-Jewish slave, nikneis acquired b'kesef mishtar b'chazaka with money, with documents, and with taking hold of. How we know that a portion is acquired by money, by documents, and by taking hold? Because it says, so those b'kesef yiknu, they should acquire fields with money. Uksiv, and it's ukso b'sefer, it's all part of the pasuk, and write it in the document v'chasom, and sign v'eredi, and bring witnesses. The chasom elway the star. So the chasom have them sign, those are the witnesses on the document. Vayedim, and have witnesses who testify to the process. Elway the chazaka. These are witnesses which testify to the seizure and taking hold of. Ask Gemara. Oeno elo oeno elo elway the star. Perhaps these are the same witnesses, the ones who signed the document. How do you know that Eide Chazaka, who witnessed taking hold of, suffice? Says Mark, see, because of the Sefer Chazaka. Ray says, write the document and sign it. Sermon says, Vaidadim, those must be Eidim on something else, must be Eidim on Chazaka. Rabbi Yazar, Shem, Rabbi Manan, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Abob, Shem, Rabbi Yochan, all said, Ein Karka Nikneh, Pelchus, Mishavar, Bruto. Land cannot be bought for less than a shovel bruto. Why? My time up? Sados b'kesef yiknu. It says, field is acquired by money, silver. And silver is not less than a shovel bruto. Upoi ga'ida om Rabbi Chanina, the sign is Rabbi Chanina. And it said, kol shkon shkos about Torah. Anytime it says, shekel on Torah, sloim. It's the measure of sloim. On the vim, and when it says, slug shkoim in the vim, it's a litra. Uksuvim kantarim. Which are Rabbi Levin Pazi. Levin Pazi said this is true about all shkolim and the money and Torah. Chutz mishikli Ephron, except for the shkolim which Ephron gave. Which Ephron got from Avinu, which you know were over la socher, means they were the best type. They were kantarin. They were the highest denomination, both possibly of shekel. My time of kesem olei nen olei, he came in full money. The question is. that it's on Rabbi Yechna. The Hare Inksi Boil Kesef. It says here only Kesef by, for example, by Yaakov Avinu. Right, it says Kesef. Vatamar Shkolim, Sarin Osei Bat Shkolim. Maybe silver means something in Prutos. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said before, Karka is a Shavet Prutos. You require Karka is a Shavet Prutos, because that fills the parameter of Kesef. So it says Kesef Arlo Vela Socher by Abram, and ever of them in any place it says Kesef in the Torah. Maybe that Kesef is just Prutos. I don't know what you call it. I might just give an answer to this. But the truth is one can I skipped an important line. I knew something was missing. I skipped a line, one line. Hey Sivun, they asked the Kasha. Hareya Ones. What about rapist? Hare Anksi Boil Kesef Atar Mashkoli. This is the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, not for Avraham Avinu. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan is it's we say the Chamishim Kesef by a rapist in his Shkolim, I know Saprutos. If Kesef in the Torah can mean Prutos, how do you know the Chamishim Kesef, which it says by a rapist, is Shkolim and not Prutos? Maybe it's Prutos. And more, it doesn't answer. But the truth is, the answer, I think, is very simple. The answer is that because it's a Gzeir Shovah between Onus and Mefateh. And by Mefateh, I think it says Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So that's why by Onus, also it's the same thing. It's like seduction. Said the Shekel. I might be making this up, by the way. But I think it's true. Okay, I didn't look it up. I'm lazy. But I think it says 50 shkolim by the Fatah, and we're learning Zer Shavat Onus, that's how Rabbi Yochanan proves fine. Could be I'm wrong. Says Gemara, the previous price, which said that lands could be bought by Kesher Shtar and Chazok, it looked Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer said there's an additional matter. Lezer, Halach Kana, walking acquires a field. If you just walk in the field or in the yard, that's a form of a kinyan. To tell you, learn to brisa. Helch basode lor kol rochilech basode. If you walk in the field lor kol rochbal lengthwise and widthwise, kana amokam shilach you acquire wherever you walk. The Rabbi Lezer. Chachon Rechaim say walking is not a kinyan. You have to enhance the yard or the field in order to acquire via chazak lo kana atra shiachsiv. You don't make a kinyan until such time as you take tangible concrete hold to the land as opposed to just walking in it. Yes, but that's at a kinyan. No, that's reinstituting the prior kinyan. Hakom Modim, the Marcha Shvil Chavir, everybody agrees if you sell your friend a path. Oh, a path! This is interesting. Aloha, it's not the Bavli. If you sell a friend a path, then payment shilch bokanoyo. Once you walk in it, that's a kinyan. That's not a kinyan by a shvil. Not by a yard. By a yard or a field, you have to make a kinyan chazok, you have to enhance it. But by a shvil, its whole purpose is to walk. Once you walk, you acquired it. And he says, interesting part of my time. What part is he just? Kumi salich barzlo kol rachboki l'chot neno. Rise up and walk in the land. So the way the Yerushalmi is learning it, the standard way, the way the Bavli learned it in several places, that the others were kinyan by walking, and we arouse that kinyan whatever we do later in history. The way the Yerushalmi seems to be learning the pasuk, it means the others were out, they didn't acquire the whole land. The land is only acquired by chazakah, but they acquired the highways and byways of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the highways, shvilim, are acquired via walking. Even though the yards and fields only acquired via enhancement, the highways and byways are acquired via walking. Okay? I think that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. I might be reading a little bit too much into it, but I think it's what it's saying.
Bypass roads.
Yeah, that's right. Hakol Etzur, I don't know why they don't solve the Temple Mount problem by just building a bypass road. Okay, says Gemara. Hakol Modim. There's a Mishnah which says our body kikarkos, and it's a Mishnah, it's a price, I think, maybe a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah which says our body melakarkos, which is generally accepted, right? But he's the some armor. There's another Mishnah which says, or Bryce, I think it's actually Bryce's, Kumatathni, that they're like movable objects. He's musty, so armor. There's another Bryce says, Loka Karko, so Loka, they're not like either. Okay, and we're going to learn all three of them. Masiso Amar Avodi Karkos, what tells us that Avodi are like land, like real estate? The Tzienta, we learned over there, in Bola Basra, Cheskas Abatim, the Chazok over houses, over boroughs, over wells, over Sichin, Moros, these are other types of structures in the ground, Merchatzos, and bathhouses, Vishobochos, and Dovkats, Beis Abayim, oil presses, Beis Shalchin, orchards, Vavodim, and over slaves. And there it goes on to say that the Chazok is a Chazok of 3 years, right? Although the Korban says, if any motion learns that Vodim also acquired via Chazok of 3 years. But, or rather, you don't need any proof afterwards that you acquired the Evan. But the Korban doesn't take it that far. Korban says, Chazok of 3 years doesn't work by Vodim. It's no different than animals. By animals, there's no Allah of Cheskas Kimoshani. Because maybe they walked over to you on your own accord, right? But it rather means that just like all these things have not a chazaka of 3 years, after which you can lose your document, so like all these things have kinyan chazaka, so too avonim have kinyan chazaka. Okay? So be that as it may, the juxtaposition of land, all various forms of land and real estate, to avonim connotes that they have the same parameters. It's not Sisa Amra, there's another Bryce which says, avonim Ainon Kimatautlin. That Avodim are not like Matautlin. They're not like Matautlin. How are they not? Ainon, I think it's a mistake. 1 second. Yeah, the carbonator changed it to Ainon Kikarkos. And the Pnei Moshe changes it to Hinon Kimetalflin. Okay, I didn't change my Gemara when I was preparing, sorry. To those who say Avodim are like Metalflin. How are Avodim like Metalflin? Tani, we learned. What's the chazok of Avodim? How do you establish chazoka over an Eved? No alo minolo. If the Eved ties your shoe, b'itul minolo takes off your shoe. No alo fundamental. It takes your object to the bathhouse. So that's establishing chazoka because you're establishing that you can use him and he serves you. Ashiromer imig bio erase the chazaka. If you lift up an Evet, that's chazaka. Bio was rabo. If he lifts up his master, a chazaka dolam mizu is no greater chazaka than that. So lifting up the master, actually, we understand it's certainly good because that's really using the Evet if he's going to lift you up. But the chiddush is, and this is like matachlin, that hagbah works by an Evet, right? That you can pick up an Evet. And you acquire the Evet that way. That's really Aloha Matalta. You can't do it with Aloha Karkos. So we see in this aspect that Avodim are like Matalta, like movable objects. Okay? Hagbah doesn't matter with Jesus. Yeah, these don't matter with the Mashiach does, but we're not using Mashiach by Avodim. Milan's Rabbanan Armin. The words of the rabbis say that Avodim can metaltlin as well. Tamar Rabbi Yossi Abishai Rabbanan, Yossi said that the name Rabbanan, and Shibu L'Matono. There is no Shibu, there's no, if you, for Matono, meaning if you give somebody a gift, your property is not Meshubut to ensure that that gift remains valid. If the gift is invalid for some reason, tough on the recipient. And explicitly it says here, Ain govi min avodim kikarkos. You do not collect from land from slaves like you collect from land. I'm Ramona Rabbi Shemi. Ramona said to Rabbi Shemi, "Mani nu rabbanin. Who are these rabbis?" Amalei. So he said he didn't answer directly, but he said that these rabbis are in line with the sheet of the Amoraim. These are obviously Tanoim. In line with the sheet of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Ami. What's the case, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Ami? Amalata tofsas amso. a certain widow grabbed the maidservant of her deceased husband, which was inherited by her husband's child. So she grabbed it. She took hold of it. As of the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, so the case came from Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said, I'm a tough sister fast. Once she grabbed it, she grabbed it. Right? We're not sure if our volume is like our clothes or like metalfin. If it's like our clothes, so then the property of these soybeans is meshubah. If it's not like our clothes, then the property is not meshubah. Right? Because nichse, only metalfin diatme lo meshtavli ba'achob. The movable object of the soybean is not under lien for a creditor. So it must be, so he said, it's a sovik, I don't know. So let her keep the property. Rabbi Ami Mapik Minar Rabbi Ami Arbi argues. He takes it back from her. The Sovra Didi Da. You know why? Because her grabbing was not a valid grabbing. It's a very cute spora. This is he holds that when she grabs a slave, she doesn't grab the slave as collection. She grabs the slave because she thinks the slave is hers. Because she used the slave during the lifetime of her husband. So therefore, that's not going to be a true tfisa. Were she to grab the slave as a valid tfisa, then she might be able to keep it. She doesn't grab the slave as her asserting her claim. She grabs the slave merely because she's accustomed to it. So that's not a valid chazaka. So that's, according to this, Rav Ami is saying that that indeed it's like our clothes. And the red piece of worship, just she doesn't know what the tefisa is, right? Hello.
He makes slaves like neither avodim, like slaves like neither land nor like metalklin. The time like karkos avodim. If you have karkos, land and slaves, and you're trying to be makna the land and slaves simultaneously to assert to another party, so ichsi b'karkos. The other party, the buyer, grabs hold of the land. So it should say here the words lokana avonim, the avonim are not acquired. Now, mimanasho, it's very cute, Gemara. If slaves are like land, they should have been acquired together with the land. The Gemara is going to explain. If slaves are not like land, but matatni, they should have been acquired with the land. If they're not acquired with the land, it must be like they're neither like karkos, nor like matatni, the third category. Which, by the way, I don't remember in everywhere in the Bavli, avodim being potentially a third category. Yeah, but that's could be just my faulty memory. But it says here, in my mirata avodim karkos, if you're going to say slaves are like land, came shichus berkos, echti b'avodim. Having grabbed onto land, should count as if you grabbed onto the slaves. Dom Rabbi Yazir, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yazir said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Pailo Shtei Soros, if you had two fields, very famous, more also Kiddush in the Bavli, if you had two fields, Achas B'udav, Achas B'goli, one's in Judah and one's in the Galilee. Hichzik Bezusha Behuda, if you grabbed onto one in Yehuda, these coasts, Bezusha Begolil, with the intent of also acquiring the one in the Galil, or vice versa, Bezusha Begolil, those coasts, Bezusha Behuda, in order to grab that one, which is Judah as well, Kona. It's valid. It's a famous line in Sachta Kedushin in the Bible. Sadno di Arachadu. Basically means all land all over the globe is connected. So if you acquire part of land over here, it's just like you make a chazok in part of a field for the entire field. You make a chazok in one parcel in Africa, which you work for another parcel in Siberia. Because it's been decided in Darachadu. When there's a makne, the soil is being makne to you, and he has the mind to be makne all 10 fields. And you says make a kinyan one, then you'll be kinyan all 10. That works. Okay? So if I've only let karkos, by having made a kinyan on the land, I should have made a kinyan on that avodim also, right? So it must be avodim al karkos. And vice versa. In my mind, avodim can be tzavli, if you hold avodim are like movable objects, then also came in chichzik b'karkos, if you hold on to the real estate, Echzi Rabbi should acquire the real Abadim. The Tiaton alerted over there, Shanachosim Shalem Achrayus, a property which has no guarantee, which means movable property. Now the word's missing here. It should be Niknim im the Korbanei said this. Niknim im the Chosim Shiesh Lem Achrayus. It's acquired with property, with real estate, literally property with a guarantee. Why is that? Because the famous principle of Kinyan Agav. Like Kinyan Agav means if I acquire, want to acquire metalli to get with karkos, I can't. Once I acquire the karka, the metalli are agav, you know, piggybacked on the land. And we pass Kinyan, even if loads were in the Seichot, even if metalli are somewhere else, Kinyan Agav, the piggyback Kinyan works. So if that, if I bought him like metalli, why can't it be piggybacked on the land? So it matters, if I bought him like a coast, it should be simultaneous with the land. If Avonim are not like a coast, it should be piggybacked on the land. Neither of these work. Must be that Avonim are neither like Metalim nor like Karkos. Well, Avonim is chattel. That's the point of the Gemara. So it must be it's not true chattel. Because if it's true chattel, you should be able to work it. You are right. It does work in human beings, but that means, according to the Gemara, that they're neither chattel nor real estate. A third category. Says Gemara, Bekesef, it says that you acquire a slave by money, or he acquires his freedom by money, to be more exact. From somebody else, if somebody else pays the money to his master, the slave goes free. But now, the way most unfortunate translates this conventionally, it's a mind-boggling chiddush. And the Ribaz goes nuts over it. I'm going to translate conventionally and non-conventionally. According to the way the conventional translation, by a master paying another individual, the slave does not go free. And Rabbi Zero argues, even if the master pays another party, the slave goes free like this. Now they all go nuts about this. How is this a process of release? You release the slave by the master paying somebody else money? How is a shaykh such a thing? Makes no sense. And then a buyout, if you buy from the master, somebody else pays the master money. But how can there be a concept of releasing the slave? May rabo la'acher. So the Ribaz wants, in the Tosfos Arid, his sister Perush the Ribaz, he wants to give an explanation to it. Basically what he says is that really, it works like a get. Except by a get, you have to give a get directly to the wife. But an evet, before he's released, it's as if he doesn't exist. Right? So therefore, you have to give it to a third party. On the other hand, by kiddushin, money can't serve as the medium of divorce. But that's only because we say ein sanegor nasa kategor. A defense attorney, meaning that which serves as the stuff of marriage, cannot become the stuff of divorce. But here, on the contrary, the stuff which makes him a slave should certainly be able to redeem him for being a slave. So the Ribaz is a whole range of interpretation. Even still, it's a little bit difficult because the Maisa, you can give the shtar to the Eved, we say, Gita v'yodah boim ka'achas, right? Simultaneously, the Eved gets the document and is released. So why can't he get the money? So the way I would like to learn is like the Shai Teresio, who just eliminates the whole problem by saying that everybody misunderstood the Gemara, which is the way what the Shai Teresio does often. And he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, from what he meant to say is, suppose the master wants to lead us, can't write again for some reason, for seven. So you give somebody else the money and says, listen, Yankel, take my money and buy for me my Evan. I really want to release my slave. I can't write him release now. So buy him from me. I'll give you the money to buy him from me. So Rami says it doesn't work. Because you're really paying yourself. It's not about transaction. Rabbi Zeir said, no, I feel Rabbi Lachin can even give somebody else the money in order to buy him from you. That's a legitimate transaction. That way, it's not that the money is going from the master to the other person. And that transaction is released, but rather I'm giving the money for him to buy him out back from me. And that's the transactional lease, which is a much more simple way of understanding, and I think it's probably true. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Motsi Mirabu Latzmo. Now the Gemara asks another question. According to Ribaz, the question is, can the master pay the slave, and thus will the slave go free? Which, of course, once you said, according to Rav Ziri, can pay somebody else, and that sets the slave free. What about paying the slave himself, and that we set him free? Which again, it's difficult. But according to the Chayter, so the question is, can the master, if there's no Yanku around, can the master give the slave himself the money and say, here, now buy your freedom from me with the money I just gave you? Or is that a catch-22, right? By the money I give him, he automatically is my back against whatever doesn't work. That's the boy's question. Rabbi Yirmi Baikun, Rabbi Yirmi Zira. Rabbi Yirmi asked for Rabbi Zira a really fascinating question. Halach Kesef Zeh. Take this money, Shetait say, says Sotkob, and everybody says to me, Halach Kesef Zeh, Shetait say, Avdechol Chirus. Take his money, so your slave goes free. Does that work? Amalei Yotz says yes. What about if I give you money, Shetate say Sunchola Hefker, I pay you to make your field goal be Hefker. Amalei Lo Yotzos. It doesn't work. There's no such thing. Says more Ma Ben Zelazet. What difference does it make? So he says Zez Ikol Ben Das. By Eved, he gave him money that he should make the Eved himself his owner over himself. But by Hefker, you can't give money in order for somebody to make Hefker. It's a fascinating concept, Rabbi Yisai. The Lord Samech speaks about it some length. He says, the Yerushalayim is really a global statement. Can a person make a kinyan to that Sadi should go out of his domain and not enter anybody else's domain? Or is Hefker, like the Gemara says elsewhere, like a nether? It has to be that the individual renounces it unilaterally, not as part of a transaction. That's really the question. And the Gemara is saying, you can't make Hefker as a transaction. It's got to be a pronouncement. And Evan goes free as a transaction. Why? Because, in essence, Evan going free is acquiring himself. But Hefker, which is by nature unilateral, cannot be transacted via consideration. You can pay a guy to make a pronouncement, but there's no such thing as a kinyan to Hefker. It's a fascinating concept, okay? I see you guys are not that fascinated, but it really is fascinating, okay? Or it's Rabbi Yossi, it would start only when it gets to somebody else's permission domain. Yeah, obviously we would try to avoid applying this here because I'm a Roy, I'm not going to break head mix into tonight. That'd be an interesting thing to think about it. You're right. Here clearly we're going with the assumption that I think that it's a media renouncement, and that's why it doesn't work. So says Mara, my Ben Zel says Yikul Ben Das, says Yikul Ben Das. So, no, wait a minute. What about the Yevon was a deaf mute? So he's not a Ben Das. So nevertheless, Ish is a person. It's acquiring, Midrabon at least. What if he's a minor? Amalei Dakali God will eventually grow up. So the bottom line is he's saying that Eved goes to himself, right? And therefore it's valid. But Hefker, which has to be unilateral pronouncement, it cannot be done via transaction. Rabbi Yerah said, I said Rabbi Zira Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Zira is going like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Tani we learned Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Mishurah Meneh Meir, At Bishtar Ayedei Acherim. You can release a slave, Rabbi Meir said this, right? You can release a slave by a shtar through other people, Lo Ayedei Atzmo, but not via himself. Right? Mao Bishtar, Mao Bishtar, Abishai de Acherim. One second. Yeah. Ma'abishai de Acherim lo yedi atzu, not by himself. Ma'abishai de Acherim lo yedi atzu. What does it mean by Ashtar? Through other people, not himself. Lora does not mean Lora Bo, no saying Shtar Lachem Sheetze Avdol Chayrus. Does not mean that if the master gives a Shtar to other individuals in order that the slaves go free. Avchacha, so too, Rabo, no saying Kesav Lachem, his master give money to others, Sheetze Avdol Chayrus, in order that his slave goes free. So in other words, just like the master can give a shtar to other people and the slave is released thereby, so too the master can give the money to other people by which he can initiate the process of the slave going free. But we don't pass him, of course, like this, b'shtar idei achem and lo idei atzmo. Yeah. We don't pass it. We pass the shtar. Even the Evan himself can accept. But this price up, we're not looking at that part of it that the shtar, the Evan himself can accept. We pass Evan can accept. We're looking at the emphasis that the shtar, even Achim can accept on behalf of the Evan. So I mean, you can use Achim in redeeming the Evan himself, whether like the Ridbaz, that by paying the Achim, the Evan goes free, or like the Shaitar itself, by giving the slave this money, that they in turn can buy him from the master. Okay, so Lamaisa, this is the middle of a sugya, but it's late. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Avun tomorrow night.